Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now on the Schwartz Cullerton guest line, Ike, I'd say his time in Philadelphia, he was one of the more friendly, fan-friendly, popular players that the Eagles have seen in a long time. Now he's out there on the left coast with the Rams. Former Eagle, current Ram, linebacker, defensive end, Connor Barwin. What's up, Connor?
What's up, guys? You guys are pumped up today, it sounds like.
What's up, CB? You know how this thing goes, man. You know how it goes out here.
Yeah, geez, I forgot about that.
he's driving around in Southern California right now thinking like, man, we got a good team playing my old squad this week, and we're back here going crazy, Connor, but that's how football season
that's
is. You know
it
that?
Is, man, yes.
It's a little different out here, I can tell you guys that.
Well, let's start off with how has it been for you out there, man? This, we talk about the surprise that the Eagles have been on this year, getting out to a 10-1, now 10-2 start. With all the things that are going on out here, man, you go sign with a team who has equally been a pleasant surprise around the NFL this year in the LA Rams. So what's that been like this year for you out there?
It's been great. I mean, we're 9-3. We're playing well. To your point, when I signed here, I didn't necessarily know exactly what I was getting into. I signed because of Wade Phillips wanting to get back into a 3-4, wanted to play with my old coach, and I'd known what Wade had done in his first year whenever going to a new team, and I was excited about that. But the big surprise for me was with Sean McVay and how great of a head coach he is and how good our offense has turned it around from last year.
Now, you had Carson Wentz last year in year one. This year, from a distance, you're probably watching him thinking he's very impressive because he has been, and more about that in a second. But Jared Goff, like you said, we don't see a lot of the games because West Coast, I watch Red Zone and you see it a lot, but Goff has been almost equally as impressive as Wentz. Tell us about Goff. What do you see from him?
He's been really impressive. He's a great decision maker. He can make all the throws. You know, he's different from Wentz in that he throws from the pocket. He doesn't necessarily make the plays off schedule as much as Wentz does, but he has the ability to tuck it, and he's ran it in on his own read in the red zone for a touchdown. Which, you know, he doesn't necessarily get a lot of credit for, but he's a great decision maker, plays smart football, doesn't turn the ball over, and really having a great season.
Yeah, it would be sort of redundant of me to ask you what are some of the similarities, but just listening to you talk about Jared Goff, it sounds like he does have a lot of the same traits that Carson has, at least physically. I guess I would ask you, you know, you played with Carson last year, and he wasn't necessarily the leader of the team, but you know, you saw leadership qualities. We would talk about it at times last year in his rookie year. You see sort of those same traits in Jared Goff as a young quarterback for that team. You seeing those type of leadership qualities there?
Yeah, it's happening every day. You know, the more we play and the better he plays, you see him taking on that leadership role, and he's really unique as a guy that he has this real kind of legit quiet confidence about him, which you can kind of feel being around him, and that's great to see out of your quarterback.
I guess we're talking about comparing these two teams. There are so many similarities, man, when you look at this team and you break it down. Let's talk about Sean McVay as a head coach, man. You had Doug last year, his first time as a head coach, and you went through that year with him with 7-9, and now you're with Sean McVay, who looks like he's a graduate student at a college somewhere, as your head coach out there. What's that been like in comparison with Doug last year with Sean McVay this year?
Well, they're different, of course, but they're great. They're both great football minds. I mean, you're seeing what they're doing on offense, and you mentioned it, the similarities. You know, they're very balanced on what they want to do on offense. Obviously, they're doing a great job calling plays. And then just being around Sean this year, he's just a great leader, and he manages the whole operation, and he always has control and is always prepared. And he has a great ability to communicate with all the players. And And it really was a surprise to me, but he's been impressive to be around.
Connor Barman joins us, and he's a great charitable player and dude. And I'm assuming, Connor, are you coming back here when your NFL career is done? I know you said this before, but you have plans to come back to Philly and kind of settle here with your family and everything else?
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, I have a condo in Fishtown, and my foundation is still doing a bunch of work. We're finishing up the final phase of construction at Smith Playground in South Philly, which is a brand new turf football field, two new turf baseball fields.
Wow.
An outdoor gym space and in a, you know, kind of walking path that covers the whole 7 acres of the park. And then we're working on another park in North Philly. So we're doing a lot, and I'll be back in the off season.
Yeah, and Connor, we miss you. So you're out there on the West Coast now, and you're watching the Eagles, and they're having, and you're familiar with them because you're here for 4 years, and you're watching Carson, you're watching the team. Like from being close to the team for the last few years and watching them now from a distance. What are your overall thoughts about what they've accomplished this year? And as a defensive player watching their offense, what do you think?
Well, I'm happy for all those guys, you know. That I played with that are there, and you know, everybody's playing well, and that's why they're having success. Like I said, on offense, you know, they're really balanced, and then Carson is making some huge plays, you know, throughout all these games, which is making a big difference. So I'm happy for those guys. I got to say, I really was hoping for them to get their 11th win against the Seahawks 2 days ago, but it's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm. Your status for this week, Connor, I know you've been banged up, man, for a few weeks now. What's it looking like for you this week?
I don't think I'll be playing. I broke my arm against the Saints right before halftime 2 weeks ago. So
okay,
I had about 112 game streak going, which ended last week, and I'll probably be out again this Sunday, unfortunately, and then hopefully back for the Seahawks, who we have after the Eagles.
Well, at least your streak was ended due to a legitimate injury instead of the way Eli Manning's streak was ended, man, last week. How would you like that event to have happened?
Yeah, they didn't seem to do that the right way, unfortunately.
Well, let me throw this at you, Connor. You got to see Carson in practice last year. You watched this offense roll. It's certainly rolling with a little more efficiency this year. I know what it's like to play against your former team, and I know you're not going to be out there on the field, but you'll certainly be a coach in those meeting rooms this week, helping out with possibly game plan. So when you look at this offense, sort of what do you think your team, the Rams, sort of have to do against this well-oiled machine that the Eagles have going?
Well, I think, you know, their offense, to me, starts with their ability to run the ball. And so we'll have to be really good on first, second down and stop the run. They do a great job kind of running the ball out of 11 personnel, which they pushed a lot of teams into dime in four down fronts. And we'll have to stop the run in those fronts, or, you know, we'll stay in our base and stop the run. And then, you know, we got to be really disruptive getting to Carson. He's a great quarterback. He can stand in the pocket and make plays. And then, of course, we all know how good he is at making plays off schedule. So we'll have to, you know, stay on him and not let him get comfortable throughout the game.
Connor Barwin in Southern California, your former coach just got hired at UCLA, Chip Kelly. Have you talked to Chip at all, Connor, and recently or since he got hired?
I had not talked to Chip in a while, but when I saw he got the job, I shot him a text last week and congratulated him.
Yeah, he's going to be out
there.
See,
Connor's
a
good dude. Connor's a good dude, man. He don't hold grudges. He's just Connor.
Yeah, did the right thing. Connor, good luck. We're going to need you to beat the Seahawks, I think, coming up in a couple weeks, by the way. So get back for that game and get Russell Wilson down. How tough is he? Just watching the game on Sunday night, he scrambles and he runs around. How tough is he as a defensive player trying to get him?
He's about as hard as there is in the league right now. He does a great job. I think, you know, the Rams are a little different because we're a little bit more familiar with them because they're in our division. We play them twice a year. I think it's a challenge for teams outside of the division to come in and play him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's up there with Carson in the MVP race, and he makes incredible plays every single week.
Hey, man, good luck. Get healthy again, man. And who knows? This just may be the first of possibly two meetings over the next month and a half between these two teams, man. Best of luck.
Exactly. I'm just getting healthy for the second round.
Get healthy for it.
I like it. As long as it's out here in Philly, I'm okay with it, brother.
Yep. Come on back, Keith. And Connor, congrats on the nuptials, too. I know you got married in the offseason, so congrats on that.
That's right. Congratulations, brother.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Connor Barwin. We appreciate it. But yeah, I think he was in like the Malibu area when he was supposed to be connecting with us.
Drop top.
Yeah, he's out there driving around like, man, it's 75 degrees, sunny. Beautiful women. We're screaming and yelling about the Eagles losing a second game.
What did you do, Ben? You put him on. He was on hold, so he got a chance to hear the last caller before he came on.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he got to hear me and my little rant afterwards.
He was on hold, and then the caller was there, and then you went on your rant. I was like, oh, man. You know, you're smiling listening to it, too. He knows how it is.
Yeah, he's like, there's nothing changed out there.
No, nothing.
No, Connor hasn't.
No. If anything, it's times 10 this year.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
It's times 10. All right, listen, we got some time to get the phones rolling here. 888-729-9494. Very simply, Ike, it's the day after the day after. I love the day after the day after.
The day after the day after.
Right, because the day after, you're like, especially this week, people didn't have sleep. God, you mix up like an hour and a half. You know what I mean? Like, people lack sleep. It's the late game. You got to get up for work the next day. You're grumpy because they lost. Now everybody's making fun of the Eagles. So, like, you're reacting to a loss where it's like, damn, you lost on national TV. Now the Vikings have the top seed in the NFC. And then the day after, now you've calmed down. And now you're like, so where are you the day after the day after? So that's what I'm asking people today. That's what we're asking people today. 888-729-9494. And the Twitter question of the day, as always, brought to you by Rosenbaum and Associates. If you're injured in an accident, remember Rosenbaum. Do you have a different feel for the Eagles after Sunday's loss? Yes, no, a little bit. And no is leading the pack of no different feeling or feel for the Eagles after Sunday's loss.
Okay.
I don't know if I believe that. Like, even a little bit. Like, even I have a little bit.
Yeah, you got to feel a little different.
I feel a little different. You know, it's like, come on, man, a little different. All right, let's go. You know what? You know why you feel a little bit different? Because when we had that weakness discussion, remember that? We're like, what's the Eagles' weakness? The most we could get out of people was, well, their special teams coverage units aren't very good, right? We couldn't come up with anything.
That L4, he doesn't really get down the field very well.
So now...
Our gunners aren't really the best in the game.
Right. Oh, well, Josh Elliott, I don't know about Elliott. But so now at least what you see is that, you know, Carson Wentz isn't going to be perfect every game out there, and neither is Doug Peterson.
Right.
You know, and Jim Schwartz, this was a loss, and you're entitled to lose games, and now it's time to step it up. You got four games left in the regular season. But, yeah,
it kind of felt like your first breakup, didn't it? Like, when you break up for the first time, most people understand you're going to be fine. Like, you're like, not the one, it's not the only chance you'll have, but there are some people who think their life is over. Like, they're never going to meet anybody else. That was the right person for them, and it's never going to be
the same.
And
then they're back with them the next day anyway. And then they're back the next day. No, yeah. I didn't agree with what you were saying.
Well, there are some people who actually break up, and it is never the same for them again. They don't get another significant other.
Don't say that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.